Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fetusberry Jam. As always, I'm your Fetusberry host. Well, I'm Fetusberry Crunch, at Fetusberry on Twitter. Now, our good friend, a good longtime friend of the show, longtime listener, not his first time calling, won't be his last. He's my dude. He's the co-host with the most ghosts. He's the man in charge. He's my fella. Recording here at his house by way of his graces. He's lent us his auspices. This is my man, yo man, the man. Dead end.
Folks, how's it going?
How you doing?
It's been a little while.
Apologize.
You know, there's real people stuff, you know, behind the scenes.
But yeah, hey, we were doing some real life. We were making some moves, man.
You know, you gotta keep the dream alive somehow.
Hey, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Well,
I heard that. I know that's true.
It's a hat on a hat right there.
That's a hat on a hat, baby. So, dead end. Recently, you went and saw a movie with our friend Gums. How did that go?
Oh, no, it was, you know, it was pleasant.
Fantastic. What was the venue? Where'd you go?
Oh, what's the name of that McMinniman's theater place? Baghdad, whatever?
Oh, the Baghdad, sure.
Yeah, down on Hawthorne. There you go.
Sure.
So,
Yeah.
No,
Portland regulars, they know the Baghdad.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Yeah, pop in, catch a quality movie for a reasonable
grab dough. A beer and a drink, maybe some food if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Great
you
restaurant.
Can have them while you're watching your movie in some cases.
Tables all up in front of you and whatnot.
And go check it out. McMinniman's of Baghdad. We're not sponsored, but hopefully we will be.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great experience. I would love that.
Yeah, so every time I've been to the Baghdad, it's been a stellar experience.
Mm.
Very nice. It is a movie theater, but you'd barely know it. The floors aren't sticky. The seats are comfortable.
Comfortable seats.
You got the armrest. You got a table in front of you for your food or your drinks.
Enough
or,
space for people to walk past you.
Or if you're feeling a little frisky, maybe for your feet. You put the feet up on the tables. You can really recline. You know what I mean?
How it says that shopping carts shouldn't be ridden?
I've heard that.
In certain ways. But yeah, you do it that way anyway.
Sure.
It's kind of like that.
Uh-huh. It's very much like that, you know. You get a little thrill, you know. You're breaking the rules. Just don't go bothering anybody seated in front of you. That's another thing I like to tell you about the Baghdad. Let me tell you about the Baghdad. Here's another thing I like about the Baghdad. Down there on Hawthorne, here in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Here's another thing I love. Welcome to hell, idiot. Stadium seating. That's another thing I like. Everybody else's seat. Is like two standard
only
steps
one screen.
Like beneath yours.
You got
it's
a balcony.
Only one screen. You got to make the most out of your room. How do you do that? Stadium seating.
Mm-hmm.
You can see clearly over the head of the person in front of you, even if they're wearing a funny hat. If they were wearing a large and silly hat, you would still be able to see over them.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm watching the baseball games there. That's for sure.
I tell you what.
I would like to see the baseball games between. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots. That would be one of the best baseball games in the world. I'll tell you what, Harry Carey would be able to freaking comment that one.
If the moon was made out of spare ribs, would you eat it? I'd eat it. I can't do a Harry Carey. I wish I could do a Harry Carey. But also, most of the people who know who Harry Carey is are already dead.
Okay, real quick.
Like, yeah, on like the one hand, it is like a niche market, but on the other,
we're doing a little side cap there. But real quick, just
oh yes, I'm sorry. Yes, back to the movies.
Guess this impression real quick.
Okay,
if the glove don't fit, you cannot acquit.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a second for the listeners. You don't want to shout out an answer. Okay, I'm gonna guess. Let's go with. Let's go with Korean Johnny Cochran.
No, ironically, it's just regular old Johnny Cochran.
Mm.
But I found that if you put a little bit of the oyster sauce on there.
A little bit of fish sauce.
There you go, you know, then it kind of gets more of that accent out. If the glove don't fit, you know, like, you don't want to go and just try and be full black.
It's a weird way. I feel like that's...
Kind of like how we found out how to do the JFK.
I feel like it's like double racist, but I couldn't tell you why.
I mean, you know, you just have to find a way to hone your craft. And
so it would be, in my case, it would be a white guy doing an impression of a black guy with a thick Asian accent. So, okay, all right. I feel like that would be, you know what? Friend of mine, coworker, told me, you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yeah,
said,
love that
I says, no, I never been to Cracker Barrel. He says, you know what they
Cracker
do?
Cracker Barrel is lovely.
You know what they do? Is they put a tag on the servers that tells you how many stars out of five they are.
Oh, they're doing that now?
Apparently they're doing that. Oof. And I told him, I feel like that's racist, but I couldn't tell you how. But what's weird to me is like, okay, let's say a 2 out of 5 star. I'm a 5 star man. But if I got relegated to 2 out of 5 stars, I feel like I would try extra hard. But I also feel like I would be shit on by the guests because they understand that I'm only a 2-star man.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
If, I think it would be even worse if it's it was something for, like, you know, finding a partner.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of like the Tinders.
Oh, sure, the Tinders.
Freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like an Uber. It's all star pro, you know. Everything is more interactive now. So it's going to be,
so you have
real
time ratings of your wait staff. That
it's kind of like what Scott Pilgrim should have been in real life.
Scott Pilgrim ruined women. Have you heard about this? I heard about this. That's a meme that's been being tossed around. Is it Scott Pilgrim ruined women? Like, well, that's very interesting, don't you think?
I mean, between him and, you know, his cohorts.
Now, you say cohorts.
They ruined everything.
They ruined it all. So when you say cohorts, I don't imagine you mean Knives Chow. She's a good girl.
She was a cohort. Oh,
there are holes on the side for air intake. Yeah, you just want to be careful with that. Yeah, if you want to try that again. Knives Chow was a good girl. You know, she was underage. She just liked Scott a lot. And, you know, her dad was, bit overprotective, I'll say. He was a bit overprotective.
Yeah, he's an overprotective ninja, whatever.
But at the same time,
I didn't mean ninja like that.
Well, no, he's actually a ninja. He's trained in the arts of ninjutsu. He actually is a literal ninja.
Oh, excuse me. I swallowed a fly.
Lord. Perhaps he'll die. What was the folk remedy for that? It was like essential oils and also swallowing a spider.
There's a hurricane behind us.
There's a hurricane coming through.
I opened the doors. It's raining outside.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. All right. So let's get back on subject here.
Oh, yes. That's right. Jesus, yes. Your theater experience. It's fine. It does that.
Yeah. So I saw this movie recently.
So you went on down to the beautiful Baghdad Theater on Hawthorne.
It was about a gentleman that was, you know, I guess, mentally unstable in certain ways, whatever.
Okay. I feel like that's a pretty PC way of saying it.
And the government
shut
down the places that was giving him his medications. Then he kind of just snapped and went on this rampage.
That sounds almost like real life.
Well, yeah. But the thing is, this movie is based off of a fictional character.
Okay.
Fictional character.
Yeah, you think they're getting it? Now, the thing about that to me, that strikes me as being like my favorite Michael Douglas movie, which is based on a fictional character as well. Someone who never existed.
Fatal Attraction.
That's what a fictional character is. Actually, no. It's Falling Down.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's my favorite Michael Douglas. He's done a bunch of great movies.
Now, I was going to say, I find it kind of funny how a lot of people
you find
get
it kind of sad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How all the dreams you're dying are the best you ever had.
I think it's odd.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people watch a movie starring Zac Efron about a real life person that
a literal serial killer, somebody who actually, it's like a non-fiction movie. They,
killer. But then actually they kind of made it like a rom-com almost.
Well, yeah. It was kind of a weird
take. And then that, that gets like a lot of like,
now,
not a lot of praise, I would say.
That was a Zac Efron movie, where he's tracking, who was that, like Ted Bundy or something?
Yeah.
You know what? My friend Tom is in that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. My friend Tom, he lives in, I want to say it's Ohio now. It might be Illinois. Anyway, Tom's been my friend for a long time. He runs the You Had Me at Bigfoot podcast. I've been on their show a bunch of times.
I've been on one.
At You Had Me at Bigfoot.
That we did the X-Men one with?
No, the X-Men one, that was Super Nerdland.
There you go.
Yeah, if you're interested in Super Nerdland, you can check out supernerdland.com or the at Super Nerdland spelled exactly as you would expect. So, my friend Tom was actually in that movie with Zac Efron. He was cast as an extra. And so what they did was they took Tom and they put him in a policeman's uniform and had him sitting in the car in like a period police car.
Yeah.
So Tom was sitting in the back seat behind Zac Efron and actually chatted him up. Turns out Zac Efron's a totally cool guy. Tom even made him laugh.
Good for him. I think I made the entire band of CKY laugh.
You did, yes. I like to think I gave them a chuckle when I challenged Jess to a Chester Rumble.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You know, I thought that was weird.
There we go again.
All right, so you went and you saw this movie with Gums.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Well, it was good. I liked it. You know, I can't say I disliked it. But I think what struck me odd, though...
So your out of 10 went to 5 and then 4. So now you're sitting at 4 out of 10.
It's like...
You liked it. It was okay. It was a 4 out of 10.
It's not one of those, like... A
little bit below average.
It was a...
So is it a 5-star, then?
It was like a... I enjoyed it. It was okay. Like, it wasn't like I wasted my time. Okay. It was okay. So then,
we'll just bump that down to a 4 out of 10 stars.
I mean, give it a good sixer.
Give it a sixer? Yeah, your expectations were that low?
No. I didn't really have any expectations. That was the thing. Come on. You know, I hear all the stories and I read all the stuffs and all this stuff. But in all honesty, I was just like, well, who knows? It'll probably be better than Logan.
Yeah, well, okay, and that does set the bar low.
Another movie about a dude that goes around and kills a bunch of people.
So, okay, then that would explain your 6 out of 10 if you're basing it on Logan. Sure.
You know, nothing wrong with Logan. And, you know, it's just... little too late, you know? Not to quote the Mallrats there, but...
No, I understand that completely.
You said it was a good size.
That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. I mean, look at you.
So what struck me odd, though, like, I was, it was about maybe 45 minutes till the end of it or so.
Okay. So you're about halfway done?
And I noticed that a lot of the times that I really, like, laughed was when the character was, like, committing his first kind of like murders and stuff, but it's just like the way that it all the way it all unfolded.
So like it was shot or like the events?
The events.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. More. Yeah.
It
okay.
Was, it so was kind of like classic.
Less about cinematography like, and more about what actually this sort of the plot.
I mean, the cinematography helped, of course, but I think it was good writing.
I like that.
You know,
I like
it was, that. In a movie. It was at least like good. Like, who cares about like the way fucking the dude's acting? It like as far as the dialogue and the writing, like it wasn't really terrible.
Well, you get a competent.
It wasn't
actor.
Terrible at all. Not like it was good.
I mean, fuck's sake, man! You get a competent actor; they can do damn near anything. It's what they do. That's why they're actors, is because they can just chameleon into any fucking role.
I'll tell you what the worst part. Of the whole experience was that was when the movie ended and stepping outside, lighting a cigarette, waiting for the buddy to get out the bathroom.
Ah, so now just you're kind standing.
Of, just kind of like absorbing what I just saw.
Yeah, so okay, you're still processing, and now you are also standing amongst people who have ostensibly seen the same movie and have opinions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
after movie banter.
Like that would kind of,
like, I don't really like to go and see movies with certain people because I don't like getting asked as soon as the movie's over, oh, so how did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Let it sit for a little bit. Let it ruminate.
Yeah. Let it ruminate. Let it digest a little bit. You know, let me start working through it.
And then immediately, no, it's just like you're having these conversations with these cats. Of course, you're in Portland, so you can only imagine what they look like.
Oh, yeah. Well, they look like Portland.
I guess.
Yeah. Excessive facial piercings, tunnels in their ears, multicolored hair, weird haircuts.
Twisty mustaches.
Twisted mustache, sure. But the works.
God, and the fact that they're trying to bring Birkenstocks back again.
Yeah.
Like, like, you know, I don't
mind. At the same time, though, I tell you what, though. It's Portland. You know, if they ever leave.
If Portland had any type of, like, shoes, it would be Doc Martens and Birkenstocks.
Yeah, if we had like city shoes.
Yeah, like if that was like our top, like if we had like a top three shoes, like,
you know what though, the dark horse coming in for number three, top three shoes would be the five finger shoes.
The toe shoes.
Yeah, the toe shoes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, fucking what? Monkey grabs the plum.
Yeah, monkey grabs the plum. Yeah. Oh no, monkey grabs the peach.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it. Sagata Sanshiro, that was Return of Street Fighter, I think. He ripped that dude's fucking nutsack off. Very, very good stuff. Oh boy, I figure like the five toe shoes, the toe shoes, that would be like Portland's number three, and then I think a close number four would be Crocs.
The reason I
put toe shoes over Crocs is because Crocs were here first. Crocs sold more, but the people who are more typically Portland, air quotes Portland, people who are more typically Portland, you can spot as like you are trying too hard to be Portland. They're the ones who bought the toe shoes.
A lot of people. Well, I don't really see a lot of cats with toe shoes just out in the open.
A while.
Because I saw that just everywhere. I mean, mind you, I was in the military.
These folks, I mean, it's Portland, man. They caught on. You know, everyone's they caught on running, like,
bicycling and shit. Oh, but, yeah. Eesh.
Yep. And recumbent bikes, which is so silly to me. I want to do strenuous physical labor, but I also want to lie down. Recumbent bikes. Yeah. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Come on. Recumbent bikes. Gee whiz. Lie down and kick your legs around like a baby, like a dumb idiot baby.
Dumb idiot
baby. Mm-hmm.
Boo-hoo, baby.
You know who's stupid? Fucking babies. No shit. You can look at this thing and you can be like, that is clearly poison. And a baby will be like, oh, good, good. Put it in their mouth. And it's like, you dumb bitch. You fucking stupid fucking idiot. Look at you.
You big dummy.
You big fucking dummy.
You big dummy.
You know? You 10-pound idiot.
Yeah. Look at you.
What can you do on your own? You can't even fucking walk, you idiot. Oh, I'm going to stick some poison in my mouth. Yeah, great plan, dum-dum. See how that goes. Jeez. Fucking wake up dead, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, touch the snake.
Go ahead. Right? Give that fucking snake a hug. Go ahead. See what happens. You know,
I give it up to them motherfuckers that did that Oregon Trail shit. Because you gotta think them babies probably just popped out everywhere. Mm-hmm. It became a 1990s baby leaving places and crawling all over the city somehow.
Exactly, the baby's day out.
Jeez,
yeah. Please. Oh yeah, Three Men and a Baby, a Serbian film. All of those.
Yeah.
All of those. No, it's fucking babies, dude.
Yeah, what's that other movie? Look Who's Fucking?
Look Who's Fucking.
Yeah,
Look
one
Who's
and
fucking
two.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Michael Scott famously crawled under the desk and recreated the scene from Look Who's Fucking.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, hey, Levi. Hey, buddy. I'm going to put you on speaker. We are recording the podcast. You want to talk about how dumb babies are?
I would never see one baby and think, oh man, that's an all right baby. Yeah. Every single baby that you ever meet, let me tell you a little something.
Go ahead.
Think Richard Nixon's a crook? Mm. Nah. Fuck you, infant. Think about baby Nixon.
Baby Nixon would be even damn worse. Baby Nixon would have moved us off of the gold standard lickety split. At least grown up Nixon, all iron butt. He took a minute.
Yeesh.
He had the restraint befitting an adult. You know what I mean? Fucking babies. We were talking about, okay, listen, like if you leave a window open, a baby's going to walk through it. You're on the 16th floor, baby. You stupid idiot.
Freaking coyote.
You can't even look down.
Coyote jumping off the freaking cliff for the birds.
Every baby is out to cuck you. Every single one. Even if it's not your baby.
Yes.
You walk in there with your wife, you see some random ass baby, look, it's going for dead.
Yep.
Can't trust him.
Every single baby. All they do is cuck. That's all they do. They hit you with that taco blocko savage style.
That's what I've taken to cucking babies. I'm fucking any mother I find.
Yep. Hey, you know what they say about pregnant chicks?
No.
They've had sex.
Ooh.
Hot. Woo! Got him.
You're saying they're not pure?
I've heard that before.
Yes.
Yeah, so all I know about pregnant ladies is the one that God came to, and then she got a bunch of parsley and sage and rosemary and thyme from all the smart guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Simon and R. Garfunkel.
Fuck you, Garfunkel.
Fuck a Garfunkel. Okay, well, hey, man, thanks very much for talking about how dumb babies are. We'll talk to you later, mate.
Yeah, shit on Randy Orton for me. Bye.
I will. Bye. I will shit on Randy Orton. Check it out, Randy Orton. You're shitted on.
Boop, boop. Why would you shit on him?
I'm going to hit him with that boop, boop. Why would I shit on him?
Isn't he the apex predator?
He's the apex predator. He, I've heard, can do an RKO out of nowhere, but I've yet to see it.
Did you see the story about the kid that RKO'd his principal?
Yes.
Isn't that shit? Oof.
What a fucking big dick move, man. What a big dick move. Like, you gotta be some kind of hot shit to be fucking RKOing your fucking principal, buddy. Yeesh. Like, that's some shit right there, buddy. That's fucking wow. Like, way to fucking go, buddy. That's some shit right there.
You've really just nailed the head on the coffin.
Out of fucking nowhere, you're going to fucking RKO your fucking principal, buddy. Holy shit. Oh, my God. You know, Jesus wept, man. This fucking kid, man. Holy shit. Wow. What a fucking hero. I don't give a shit if he's fucking American Canadian. He's a fucking hero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Man. So, shit, man.
You know what, though?
It's been forever. I feel like I've lost
touch. It's been
touch.
Like a long time, yeah. You know what, though, is I don't think there's anybody in the world who has not imagined doing some kind of wrestling move to their principal.
Tit.
Ah, geez. I don't think there's anybody in the world who has not imagined doing some kind of wrestling move to their principal, even if they don't like wrestling. I feel like there's still, like, somebody's got to... They've still got to imagine, like, a body slam or some shit, you know?
Yeah, just pile driver.
Yeah, like, they may not know what to call it, but I imagine they do, you know, sort of see themselves, like, body slamming their principal, you know? Because, like, man, fuck you, man. You can tell me what to do, but when to eat lunch, man.
Who do you think you are? You're not my mom.
Yeah, you're not my mom.
You're not my daddy.
Big man, man.
You don't get to tell me.
You're just fucking my mom. You're not my dad.
You're not. I'll tell you to shut your mouth.
I tell you where to be.
Oh, ain't that about it, too?
That's the wrong button.
Double damn it.
So here we are on Fetusbury Jam. You knocked out my dude who wasn't even on. We're playing
fucking Marvel.
Ultimate Marvel. Yeah, Ultimate Marvel. Versus Capcom. Ah, no. Or is it Marvel Capcom 3 Ultimate? That's the one.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. We've had a few beers. Those of you who like to drink to match us, if you'd like, go ahead and have... what did I just do? Oh, okay. Go ahead and have, what are we at this point, like six beers?
I've only had two. I'm on number two.
Mm. Okay. If you've had two, here's the other half of your third, because apparently I went over.
That's all right.
Well, there you go. So, also, hey, kind of a big deal, right? It's Dead End's birthday episode. Oh, hey. Shit. I've been knowing this dude
Welcome
for...
Welcome me to the world.
What the hell you're... It's, I've been knowing you for, what, like, fucking, like, almost 30 years now.
Semper Fi.
It's been a long damn time. This guy, I'm at Dead End the second day of my freshman year.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
We had a couple classes together and kind of scoped them out. Not you know?
It's hard for
This guy kind of seemed, this guy seemed like he could be a best friend. And, you know, so I'm playing fucking Pokemon. So I'm with his anime shit. It's like this cat right here, this could be my brother. And here we are. Here we are. That was...
Eesh.
Man, that was, what?
99, 99,
somewhere in through there.
Eesh.
And it's now, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
Wait.
Remember one of the first times we hung out, you ate cold chili out of a can in front of me. And I was like...
I love cold chili out of a can.
I was like, man, this motherfucker's changing the game, you know?
There's no need to heat
it
that
had,
shit up.
Yeah,
it's
it had
already,
not occurred
already,
to me.
It's already ready to eat, man. It's
See,
MRE.
It's already cooked, man. It's a meal ready to eat, yeah. That was the thought. That was what really struck me. It was like, I watched Evil Dead with this dude, and here he is eating cold chili in front of me. Like, this motherfucker right here
That's
knows,
you know, you
he
just,
knows
you can,
what's
you
up.
You throw some shredded cheese up in there, though, man. I don't know.
Well,
you know,
yeah, I mean, every
you
other time.
Be melty cheese, still cheese.
Every damn time I did that chili, I always got like a saucepan dirty, you know? I didn't have to do that anymore because I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot, man. It means
a
lot, man.
Dick. Yeah, a few Ghost Riders.
Your Ghost Riders.
Your Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, the motorcycle hero.
Gelp.
Gelp.
Oh, it's the wrong buttons. Alright, tip. Well, that's how you lose a video game.
Gelp, Texas.
Oh, man.
I mean, to go back and rewatch Wonder Shows, and man, I really love that show so much.
Oh my gosh, that?
I think I do. I may have given it to you. You may have had it before. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
from forever ago.
Yeah, like from forever ago. I know I got Wanderlust from you.
Yarn.
Yarn. No, that's the wrong guy. I meant this guy. Here we go. Oh, no, my Phoenix. Jeez, my Phoenix Wright. Heck.
I've peckered your Phoenix.
You fucking, no.
Eat my anus. Oh, man. You can't snap back. Looks already unsnapped.
No, I know. I don't know what I was doing.
Prepare to die.
Yeah, I'm done.
I won with Arthur. Yeah,
that was a very good come from behind. Dead End got me with Arthur.
One character left.
Came from behind.
Too bad I can't ever play with the Ghosts and Goblins.
You know, the other day somebody asked me about the N64 game BioFreaks.
Oh, that was a good game.
It was actually a pretty cool game. So it was Dark Rift.
Yeah, and like Nightmare Creatures.
Oh, well, yeah, but he was like, what about fighters in the N64? Because he tried to pick out Sub-Zero. I was like, that's not really
Ready to
game.
Rumble 2.
Actually, they did end up buying that as well.
Ready to Rumble is fucking...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the Vigilante 8 of boxing.
Yes. Yeah, well said. he asked me about BioFreaks, and I was like, man. I was like, it's actually like a pretty advanced fighting game for the time. I was like, I remember seeing one match where dude got both his arms ripped off and kicked his opponent to death. was like, it's pretty good, man. And he's like, really, like, for an N64, it's pretty good. But yeah, it was like, even in the modern era, it's like, pretty good.
Modern era. Oh, we're both
Phoenixes? Yeah, well, I guess we're both Phoenixes.
Oh, man, I didn't even realize
but,
that.
But, yeah, you know, I like, oh, woo. But I'm like, yeah, you know, I held that pretty well, dude. Gee! His wife died again.
God, always.
Oh, God, it just keeps happening. Wait, but how do I switch, though? I forget. Okay, there we go. There's the thing.
You that's how we do my combis.
It's a combi.
Hey.
Will you?
Hey.
She was here.
I got the animals.
What that is? What? Fucking man. I'll tell you what, man. Fucking.
Oh, double
D. Ah, jeez. Look at that there. Oh, boy. Whoa. Here we go. It's a whole thing.
That's it.
I missed.
Wait. Oh, double damn it. Oh, come on. Had to just fucking
I just couldn't get
person.
That fucking combo going. Come on, buddy.
Come on, combo.
Ah, jeez. Come on, buddy. Man. Amaterasu. Man, you were pretty good with Amaterasu the last we were fucking playing, man. Fuck, man. It ain't looking good for me, man. Oh, shit. See Viper. She's done. Now X-23. I can't come from behind. Let's fucking do it.
Oh, no.
That's my anus. Jeez. No.
Ugh.
Other thing, I did it. Ugh. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. I actually won.
Man, one of these days, I'm going to brain memory make my fighting games again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to, like, recollect them?
Yeah, man. I'm going to upload them onto the cloud.
Oh, very nice.
And I can download whatever I want.
There you go. I like that idea. Oh, shit. Look at that. That's an idea right there.
Another F.
That'd be fucking Phoenix Wright again.
You just love Phoenix Wright?
I do.
All right, well, hell. I don't know. Should we just sign off? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, actually, you know, that is what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, it's just like, so, why make everyone else miserable?
Well, at this point, like, really, we're just playing fighting games. Pardon. And so, for all of you listeners out there, thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Fetusbury Jam. This was a special birthday episode for my dude, Dead End.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Fucking... Hey. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Friggin', have a good night, ladies and James. Yeah, when's the last time you heard that one?
Ladies and James.
Yeah. Friggin', you know, we're trying to get back on a good schedule or something like that. We're figuring our ish out.
Yeah, trying to get it to, like, at least once a week. Yeah, I'm aiming for, like, once a week. I think it'd be good. But, you know, we'll have to see. All right, well, yeah, hey, thanks very much for listening once again. And as always, this is Fetusbury Crunch reminding you, stay fresh, cheese bags.